difference for me, you're welcome. But I need the same work visa for my friends to operate in the US. There can't be a difference. That when it comes to giving visas to work visa to lawyers from India, you decline that. And WTO, we have a different set of norms. We need to have the same norms for people all across. Whether, and again, your ambassador is very, very kind, and she talked about the students who are funding great number of seats in the US universities. So she looked at it as collaboration. I looked at it as business proposition, because that much money is going out of the country, which is fine in a give and take relationship. Those things are very welcome and would change, because end of the day, if students get exposed to international practices, it is that exposure always helps. But those who do not get those opportunities as students and are studying here, and I was listening to conversation that the earlier panel was having, and the gentleman was saying that we see the legal practices not up to the mark, etc., etc. I feel when it comes to the software, as I always say, I said, when it comes to developing the software in the country, in India, or the intelligence network, I think you're dealing with India, and I may sound like an arrogant, proud Indian, but I think I'm a proud Indian, not arrogant. In terms of intelligence and intellect, we can beat anyone, anywhere in the world, or be at par with anyone, anywhere in the world. It's just that the systems are very different. And when you're moving from one system to the other system, that accommodation has to be mutual. When it comes to the business practices, there are about the numbers which are with me. There are RSG, a consulting firm in London, released a report in 2013 with rankings of foreign law firms with India practices. And as per this, all of the top five firms were from UK. All five firms are from UK. But if we look closer, we find 53% of the foreign firms active in the country are from the US. So that lobbying is already happening. There are 53% firms which are working in India are American firms. But the top business in terms of revenue, it is from UK and not US. And 53% of the foreign firms active in the country are from US, and 35% are from UK, which indicates that the US may not be at the top in volume of deals. And it has been established practice that they are, but the presence of US is far greater as compared to UK. Now, I would obviously think in terms of GDP, American GDP is far greater as compared to others. The firms, the American firms which are coming to the country are mid-level or low-level, not the top-notch. The finance and business in terms of volume is not as good as it is from UK. So I'm comparing the US with UK on purpose, because we share the similar legal system and we share the origins which are common. And in terms of practice also, we have the same systems, at least theoretical similarity exists. The administrative part could very well be different. And again, I heard someone already, when it comes to the volume and the revenue generation, Indian lawyers would generate something about $1.4 million earnings. And the pie is much bigger as compared to other, if we compare it to other countries. Brazil has $3.1 billion. Brazil is comparable to India otherwise. But in terms of legal practice, it is $3.1 million. China, it is $30.9 million. And US, it is about $12.1 million per lawyer. So there's no surprise that India is competitive, and we have gone to great lengths to protect our legal practice and lawyers. I want to extend that protection, because if even this business goes out, what are my gains? And you won't blame me. It is important for you to enter Indian market. I may want to give. At the same time, all the nice things that you talk about India, if they are to be worked at practically, then that opportunity must be extended to Indian lawyers as well. Because if India is competitive, because of low income and so on and so forth, the US, I think US needs to make some amends so that the Indian business can gain something. In terms of software companies, etc., we did well initially, and gradually we feel the foreign policy shifts and the business transactions shift to Philippines, etc., etc. Similarly, when it comes to investment, the FDI goes to China, but we want to have in terms of manufacturing. So everything is linked, everything from FDI in Make in India, if comes, definitely we can think about more legal practitioners. FDI in terms of defense, if we can get some FDI in defense, not deals, as Mr. Kane was earlier speaking. It's not about liaison with the with the government or other things that lawyers should be paid for. Lawyers should be paid for the agreements they draft, the fairness and just system they adhere to, and transparent mechanism which can be established between the countries. RBI guidelines can be followed, not to do away with them. And it is here a cooperation is sought. It is here that lawyers should do the legal work and not act as something else which does not belong to the fraternity. And it is here that far greater cooperation needs to be done. Market is large. We have opened up insurance sector. We've opened up FDI in defense. We have increased the caps up to 49%. But the ownership and the control definitely has to be Indian. And maybe on similar terms, if Indian lawyers are given the facilities in terms of work visa, moving the money, etc., things are workable. Google was fine because they refused to divulge certain details. We've heard the case of Flipkart. We are going through Aladdin. We are going through e-commerce, because not made in India but made in China via US is coming to India. We need to have clearer understanding in all these issues, and that's the job of lawyers. Let's set up systems which are convenient, which are good, which are transparent, and which promote best practices. The best practice needs to be promoted. It can't be that I will clean my home but dump the garbage out. It cannot happen that way. I need to clean up my system. You need to help me with it. Let's cooperate on certain basics. Business is for you and me to share on equitable terms. Little here, little there, because definitely someone who has more money or more economic arm will be benefited. At the same time, somebody with maybe less money but greater value system or greater input should also be recognized. And on a note, on a positive note, that we look forward to cooperation and better treatment in coming times. And that is possible only when we lobby hard for transparent, equitable, and just system, because lawyers are nothing but all about justice system. It's not just plain commerce we are dealing with. And it doesn't make a commercial sense to the Indian lawyers if they don't get a share in the pie. So pie has to be shared. Greater number of lawyers need to get benefits, And all that transaction needs to be made more lucrative. And I'm sure all of us can put our heads together and arrive at certain decisions, act by act, we can pick up from Insurance Act to Companies Act to securities. We can pick up anything and all of us can put our heads together how to make a system more transparent so that everyone benefits. And I'm sure when it comes to litigators, because I've been a litigator, when it comes to litigators, no American lawyer is interested in litigating here. All anyone is looking at is the corporate commercial side of the business, and which means all the legal fee, which in terms of corporate practice you share, and you're looking at that part, which is not necessarily the litigation side. But as a litigator, I can just make a small suggestion that whatever you write or decide in the piece of paper needs to stand the test of litigation. That what I'm writing today, what it will mean tomorrow, and face it constantly that how did you frame this? And somebody sitting somewhere who's, like Anand said, didn't sustain the wear and tear of litigation is the one who's framing. So I think it is in that sense the corporate practice also, whether it's US or India, needs to move a bit, like take on board the people who are going to be litigating on those very paragraphs and clauses. And that goes for both sides. And all I'm saying is just one line and I conclude. Huge opportunity is knocking at the door. We need to be smart to take care of that. But the possibilities cannot be recovered fully or reached the zenith until unless the foreign policy, the corporate practices, and everything else move simultaneously. It has to have a simultaneous impact. It can't be that litigation opens up, but we have an issue in Pakistan. That would not work. So we need to take care of everything simultaneously. And a fair composition is always helpful. Thank you very much.